Yes, please welcome to the stage Executive Director for the great state of Southern California, Mr. Manny Paz.
Guys are excited to be here this weekend. Wow. I'll tell you, there is nothing more that I love than to come, besides our team events or the company conventions, obviously, is to attend the Team Renew event. I still remember 4 years ago, I believe it's been 4 years since we've been here at the Arizona Grand, about 3 years maybe, and I still remember sitting probably about 8 or 9 rows back. And it was my very first team event. I had never attended any type of team event before. The San Diego said, hey, you got to go to this team event. At the time, I still hadn't really gotten involved in personal development. And I said, hey, all right. You said a water park. Let's go. You know, I was so excited because I understood it was an 80-story water slide. And we showed up, and it was an 80-foot water slide. A little different, right? But we had a good time. We had a good time. And at that one event, that's where I understood that when you show up to these team events, you step outside of your organizational weekly training, and you show up and you learn from leaders that are still in the same Team Renew family. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, every single year that I show up to this team event, you know, it's awesome to be able to learn from leaders like, you know, Mr. Ryan and Kate Burns every single year just do such a phenomenal training. And in fact, you know, I definitely want to thank them because if it wasn't for the team event that I showed up to in San Diego in January, my wife and I would not have hit executive director in February because what I learned from that one training allowed me to come back home to put into place so I can hit executive director. So thank you for those knowledge. Always dropping nuggets every single time. You know, if it wasn't for the amazing leadership, my wife and I give all of our success credited to Mr. and Mrs. San Diego. You know, if they hadn't really just took me under their wing and just trained me in this business, we wouldn't be executive. We probably wouldn't even be in Legal Shield today if it wasn't for their incredible family and their lifestyle. And what I'm going to train on today, obviously, is on recruiting and why we recruit. And let me tell you one quick reason why we recruit. A perfect example, I had a guest that met me at the lobby at the hotel, at this hotel, on Thursday. And as I'm walking to the sit-down with Mr. Timbershake with me, you know, we're walking by the pool, and we see Mr. San Diego in the pool with his daughter, and he's like, go get him, boys. And I'm like, man. And I turned to Mr. Timbershake, and I say, this is the reason why we got to build a business so next year we could be in the pool. We say, go get him, boys, right? That's what it's about. Right? And on top of that, obviously, I definitely want to thank all of the successful leaders in this business that have really poured into us from time to time. One of the biggest thanks is really to Mr. Chris Hughes. You know, from time to time, I mean, every single time. There's been moments where, whether it was a one time where we met up and he said, Manny, listen, if you want to get it, you can get it. I believe there are people that have it and don't have it, and you definitely have it. Well, he didn't know when he told me that, I was already in a situation in my business where I was like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this, but that allowed me to keep going, right? And there was another time when we met up. He was out in our marketplace, and we just happened to meet him. Actually, he was in the area, and I'm always telling him, hey, thanks for the invite, right? And finally, he said, hey, I'm coming down. Do you want to meet me for sushi? What he didn't know was, you know, actually, I don't know, maybe I did tell him, but I took a break from work to go meet him, right? I left for about 2 hours, right? I said, hey, at the job, I'm not sitting with a millionaire, but I can sit with a millionaire for lunch. Nice. And at that meeting, he said, hey, Manny, listen, you don't need permission from your upline to be able to move forward in your business. And if it wasn't for that sit down, you know, my wife and I wouldn't have been so excited to attend the team event to hear the nuggets that we needed to be able to come back and hit executive director in February. So thank you, Mr. Chris, for everything you did for our business. Now, as you notice, I tend to have high energy, partially because I'm just so excited about this company and where it's going. Another part is because of that rock star that I just drank, okay? And, so bear with me here. But for those of you that don't know who I am, my name is Manny Paz, and just so you know, I come from a retail background. I used to be a sales manager at a company called Best Buy. How many of you guys ever shopped there before? Okay, great. You know, great big company, right? I was there for about 8 years. After 8 years, a friend of mine called me and said, hey, Manny, listen, you need to come over here where you can make more money. Now, how many of you guys have ever gone somewhere because someone said, hey, the grass is greener on this side? You get over there and you realize it's not greener. It just grew a different direction, right? And that's what happened to myself. I ended up selling cars at a company called CarMax. How many of you guys ever heard of CarMax before? Both great companies. In fact, I think they're both, their stocks are going up every single year. But I found myself selling cars and working 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day. And I was making more money, but I had no time. And one day I walked into the break room and I was being nosy. And a friend of mine was actually talking about Legal Shield to somebody. And I said, hey, what are you guys talking about? And he said, oh, don't worry about it. You wouldn't be interested. I said, well, what is it about? He said, it's called Legal Shield. I said, well, what do you guys do? And at this point, he's giving me that look like, hey, you're messing up my presentation, because he was doing a sit down with somebody in the break room, right? He said, Manny, I'll give you a 2-minute video. You can go back to your cubicle and watch it, and you'll know what we do. Well, I went back to my cubicle. I watched his 2-minute video about Legal Shield. I thought the service made so much sense. So I went back to him, and I signed up. And I signed up for two reasons, because I thought it made sense. And because I thought, well, first off, I thought it'd be cool to walk around and say I have a law firm, okay? Second, I bought it from him because of the fact that he brushed me off. And I wanted to teach him a lesson that, hey, don't prejudge anybody when you never know. They might want to buy your service, right? And so I purchased the service. I used it the first 30 days that I had it. The law firm saved me about $600 on a matter that I had been dealing with for 3 years. And one phone call from the law firm made the problem go away. Now, I went back to my buddy and I said, hey, this service makes so much sense. I just used it. The law firm just saved me $600. I'm going to send a lot of people to you. He's like, Manny, if you're going to send people to me, why don't you become an associate? I said, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, you can get paid when you tell people about this. I said, so like, is the company hiring? Like, is this a part-time job? See, I've never been involved in any type of network marketing company in my life. I never even really understood it. And I said, he says, yeah, Manny, you know, it's a home business. I was like, what are you talking about, man? Look, how about I just send you some people, you take me to lunch, right? And he was like, Manny, what are you doing on Thursday so you can come out and really learn what we do? And I showed up to the very first briefing within a month of having the service. I saw the opportunity. I said, I can use an extra $500 to $1,000 a month part-time. And if it wasn't for me showing up to that one briefing, and I spent my $250 at the time, came home and told my beautiful wife, you know, let's give her a round of applause, because if it wasn't for her, I'd never be here today, right? But I came home and I told her, hey, I just spent $250 on this business. She said, you did what? Right? What did you do? Go get your money back, right? So, but they said, hey, bring somebody to the meeting. So I brought somebody to the meeting, right? And it was her, and she bought in with me, which I think is very crucial in a marriage, right? Or in a relationship, okay? But here's the thing. I got involved with Legal Shield, and at the time, I wasn't very coachable because I came from a sales background. And so for me, I said, oh, I saw a 2-minute video. That means I can go out and I can show this to people, this 2-minute video, and they're gonna sign up because I signed up. So I did what every brand new person typically tends to do, right? And that's why as leaders, we have to learn to train them to not go and do this. And what I did was I took out my phone and I did a mass text to about 280 contacts. I said, hey guys, I got this really cool video. Watch this, call me to sign up. I pushed send, right? I said, it's only $20, right? How many do you think called me back out of 280 people?
Zero.
Not one, right? Not one called me back. And so I said, oh, maybe the text message didn't go through, so I sent it again, and I sent it again, right? So eventually people are saying, stop, right? And so that's how I started my business in Legal Shield. So the first 8 months in this business, you know, I like to say I learned how to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month part-time in the first 8 months. And this is how I learned. I went out and I only sold 8 memberships, and I learned what I was doing wrong within the first 8 months. Right? By month number 8, I learned how to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month part-time from home. But this is what it came down to. You know, Mr. San Diego said, hey, Manny, do you want to learn how to build this business? I said, yeah. He said, you got to show up. You got to show up, right? And if it wasn't for the team event, my very first Team Renew event in 2013, we went back home that July. We went back home. I said, okay, I'm coachable now. Let's do this. After 8 months, only selling 8 memberships, right? Went home. I made a list. I launched my business with a PBR. Had about 11 people show up. We sold 3 memberships, recruited 2 people, and that's how I really launched my Legal Shield business. Right? PBR. Right? And then here's an interesting thing. I said, wow, this is pretty simple. So I invited again. And this time, Mr. San Diego decided to bring somebody that he had actually placed on my team that he had just launched their business that had about 30 people at their home. He said, oh, you had 30? Wait till we go to Manny Paz's, because he just launched his last week and he had 11 people there. He's going to show you how it's really done. It's going to be phenomenal. He shows up to my second PBR, and let's just say it ended up being me, Mr. San Diego, and that one associate that just had 30 people at her house, and nobody showed up to my second PBR. How many of you guys ever had a PBR where nobody shows up? Right? And I was, you know, I'm sitting there, and he's saying, hey, Mr. Pasta, where's your guests? I'm like, I don't know. They're not showing up. Now I'm getting bummed out. And he says, hey, let me tell you a secret. Every millionaire club member in Legal Shield has had a no-show. So you're right on track, right? And that's what leaders do. They motivate you to keep on going. So thank you, sir, for allowing me to keep going. But, you know, I want to talk about recruiting. Why do we recruit in this business, right? And here's a couple of reasons, right? First off, everyone does it. Right? Everyone recruits. Does the military recruit?
Yes.
Absolutely. What happens if we don't recruit in our military? Right? We have a weak military. Can you imagine if the NBA no longer recruited? Right? In 25 years, do you still want to see Steph Curry out on the basketball field at 45, you know? Like, a bunch of 50-year-olds on the basketball court? Probably not. That's why they always go out to colleges and they recruit new talent, right? And so everyone does it. And because you get success in numbers, listen, there are people that get started on Legal Shield and say, oh, I need to hit director, I need to get 100 sales. Is it easier to do 100 sales by yourself or with a team? Right? Get there with the team. It's much quicker and it's actually a lot more fun. Right? And plus, to leverage your income. When I learned that I can make a $20 override as a senior associate when somebody else sold a membership, I said, that sounds good to me. Because how many times do we do things for other companies when they say, hey, you know, recommend somebody to DirecTV and we're gonna give you $100 off of your bill, right? My apartment complex where we live, they're constantly sending us things that say, hey, you know, if you have your friends become your neighbors, we'll take $300 off of your rent, right? We do these things for free all the time, but you get success, you know, you leverage your income, right? But here's the thing, whenever you go out and you recruit, you want to have a different mindset, owner versus manager, right? I feel like sometimes in Legal Shield, we get so laser focused on selling memberships than being the owner of our business, right? Do you think McDonald's Corporation worries about the hamburgers or worries about how many McDonald's franchises they're opening every single month, right? They sell franchises. And so in our business, what we focus on is not how many hamburgers we're flipping, but how many franchises are we opening, right? How many new Legal Shield franchises are you opening every single month? And that's the mentality you want to have, right? Another mindset is Jeff Bell gives you 100,000 if, right? That's how I wake up every morning, right? Can you imagine if Jeff Bell was to call you this morning and say, hey, you know, we're going to offer you a salary position, $100,000 a year, and all you have to do is go out and talk to, this is all you do, right? We're going to give you $100,000 a year. All you have to do is go and collect 10 phone numbers every single day. Every single day, you need to collect 10 phone numbers that you're going to send some information to. But here's the catch. If you miss one day, you're fired. How many of us would take that job? We would take it. Why? Because it's a six-figure income salary position guaranteed, right? And so in this business, if you recruit and recruit and recruit and not get it out of order, do you believe you can reach a six-figure income? Absolutely, right? I mean, look at the front row. It's all the six-figure income earners in the front row. That's what they did. They recruited, 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 and never got it out of order, right? And you got to be a boss and start building posture. See, I'm very strong on posture with Legal Shield. Here's the reason why. Because we're the only company. We don't really have any competition, right? It's not like we're at an 80% market penetration, right? We're only at, about 3 to 4 market penetration. And I love the fact that when I ask somebody if they know about Legal Shield, they say no. I love it. Why? Because that means we're at the right place at the right time with an amazing company with great leadership, with Mid-Ocean Partners. I mean, by the year 2020, I get so excited because we already know that, you know, in this business, I mean, we're going to look back 5 years from today and we're going to say, man, we're so glad we took part in this amazing opportunity, right? We got to have posture, okay? Now, remember, this is a warm market business, right? If it wasn't for my PBR that I launched, I would not have continued to build my Legal Shield business because I started seeing the system that Legal Shield has in place. It's a warm market business. Right? We have to make a list. We have to do the PCCs for our team. We have to get them leveled up, right? It's warm market. Now, how many times do you get somebody that you recruit and they say, oh, I don't want to talk to anybody, right? I asked somebody, I said, wait a minute, hold on. So you don't want to make a list of the people you know, but you also don't want to talk to anybody. What do you mean? And they're like, well, I thought people were like just going to call me and sign up. I said, oh, so you want to be like a cashier. Right? And he's like, well, yeah, like I thought people would just call me. Like, well, you know, I guess you could find a job like that, but unfortunately, they just don't pay well. Right? That's about a $10 an hour job. Right? Here, you're building a business. So you got to build some skills to be able to build a business. Right? And so this is a warm market. And I have to stress, you know, this is a warm market business. Now, let me tell you, I made my list. because I had gone through my 280 contacts and sent that mass text over and over and over and over, would you agree that when I said, hey, you know, hey, cousin, I'm working on a really cool project. Can you come over and take a look at what I'm working on? What do you think the first thing they said? No. Oh, is this that legal thing? Right? And so I had already kind of messed up my warrant market, right? And I got to a point where they beat me up so much that I never continued to go through my warrant market. But I said, hey, you know what? You know, there are so many people out there that are looking for an opportunity, right? So today I'm going to talk to you about cold market prospecting with posture. Okay, now I love the training that Mr. and Mrs. Burns do on how they go out and they prospect. What I'm going to train on today is how I go out and I do cold market prospecting. I don't recommend this if you're a brand new associate here today. I don't recommend you to go out and try this until you go through that warm market, right? Because actually, let's just continue so I can show you exactly what I mean. So here's a couple of things to remember when you're cold market prospecting with posture, okay? First thing is, you gotta have posture, right? I can't tell you how many times I've ran into Legal Shield associates that are saying, hey, you know, hey, are you looking to work from home, right? And it's like, what, right? It's like, there's no posture behind what they're doing, okay? You gotta know where you and your Legal Shield business are headed, because people will follow someone that knows where they're going, right? When I prospect, I'm out and people are wondering, man, where is that guy going? He looks like he knows where he is going, right? And they need you more than you need them, right? There are millions of people out there. We have one of the best opportunities out in America right now. And people need us more than we need them, right? And you're doing them a favor. See, when I prospect, I'm doing them a favor by prospecting them.
That's right.
Right? Because it could have been the cashier next to them. It could have been the person down the street from them. But I chose that person to prospect, right? You got to always be busy. That's the key. Always be busy. And so let me run through this. You know, this is what I do. Whenever, let's just say I go out to the store and I'm at the Burlington Coat Factory and I meet the person that's just, putting the shoes up on the rack and, you know, and maybe I'm just asking for, you know, where's the size 10s at, or where do I find the men's clothing at? And I'm talking to somebody, right? And we create a conversation. Right. Eventually what happens is I have what's called a BIC. It's called a break in communication. Sometimes we tend to meet somebody out and about and we tend to talk too much about Legal Shield. Right. We say, you know, when they say, well, what do you do? And you say, oh, well, I work with Legal Shield. It's this thing with attorneys. It only costs $20, but it's really cool because they have this really neat app and they also pay you. Right. How many of you guys have ever had an associate on your team do that? Right. And now they're verbally vomiting over that one prospect, where you pretty much tried to sum up a 35-minute presentation in a 5-minute conversation, right? And so I like to use what's called a break in communication, where I'll build a relationship, I'll make a friend. And then eventually what I'll do is I'll take out my phone and I'll say, hey, you know what? I gotta jump on a quick conference call, right? You gotta be busy, right? And why do you wanna be busy? Because people will follow someone that knows where they're going, right? And so I say, hey, I have to hop on this quick conference call, but just curious, and I know this is random, okay? Hey, just curious, I know this is random. I take out my phone, I always look, and I know this is random, but are you at all keeping your career options open, right? And so at this point, let's say the gentleman's here. I say, hey, you know, I got to jump on this quick conference call, but I know this is kind of random, but hey, are you at all keeping your career options open? And I'm looking at my phone because I got to jump on what? On my conference call, right? And they might say, you know, when they ask, what is it? What do you do, right? And this is where some people mess up. They're like, well, I work with this company called Legal Shield, and we're looking for people. But now you're no longer busy enough to jump on that conference call. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so at times, when they say, well, what is it? I just restate the break communication. Well, hey, look, I'd love to tell you, but I got to jump on this quick call, right? But here's what I learned about people. People like to be told what to do, right? Growing up with parents, they tell you what to do, right? Then you go to school and your teacher tells you what to do. You get your job, they tell you what to do, right? You have to, when you're on the street driving your car, the stoplight tells you when to stop and when to go, right? So you got to tell people what to do. So when I prospect someone, I say, hey, are you at all keeping your career options open? They say, well, what is it? I say, hey, look, I'd love to tell you, but I got to jump on this quick conference call, but let's do this. Right? So who's in control of that conversation?
You are.
Right? Let's do this. I'm really busy, but I promise you I can call you next Thursday and we can chat about it. Right? Now what if it is Thursday? Right? Well, guess what? I'm so busy. Hey, look, let's do this. right? Listen to this. I'm really busy, but I promise you, let me get your information. I'll call you next Thursday. He's thinking, next Thursday, 7 days from today. But guess what? I'm busy, right? And what is he going to do because I'm busy? He's going to respect my time, and I didn't even get a chance to tell him what I do, right? So I get their contact information. Hey, what's the best number to reach you? I look down and I grab it, and it's like, I got to go because I got to what? I got to jump on this conference call. I'm busy. I know where I'm going in my legal shield business, right? So what happens is this, the follow-up. Now, let's just say it's Thursday. Am I going to wait till next Thursday to call this gentleman?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What happens is if it's Friday, I'll wake up Friday morning and I'll send John a text. I'll say, hey, John, Manny here, right? Manny here. Hey, my schedule unexpectedly opened up and I wanted to see if you had a quick minute to chat.
Nice.
What do you think John's going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this person just cleared his schedule. I mean, he told me next Thursday, something unexpectedly opened up. Yeah, I got a couple minutes to chat, right? So what I'm going to tell John is, great, I'll call you in 5 minutes, right? Why do I not call him right there and then? Because I'm busy and I want to control the conversation,
right?
I don't want John to just blow me off because if I'm always available, he's going to what? Take advantage of my time. But if I say, hey, you know what? Great, I'll call you in 5 minutes. John's going to free up in 5 minutes to speak with me, or else he's got to wait till when? Till next Thursday, right? So when you make the call, I form them. Hey, John, hey, it's me again. Hey, how's your day going? But now I'm controlling the conversation. I get to ask John everything about him. Hey, so how long have you been working at Burlington, by the way? Are you planning to move up in that company? Or, you know, and we're having a conversation. Do you have any family, kids, right? And now we're talking, and the whole time John's wondering, what does this guy even do, right? But he's still going to try to impress me. Why? Because I'm busy, and I took his contact information. I'm controlling the conversation, right? And so I form him, and then I restate the original question. Hey, John, listen, I know when I met you at Burlington, I asked you if you were keeping your career options open. Hey, is that still the case? Now, what might John ask? He might say, what do you do, right? What do you do? And here's typically what I'll say. I'll say, well, John, listen, I'm a national recruiter for Legal Shield. Have you heard of Legal Shield before? See, I'm okay telling people I work with Legal Shield.
That's right.
Because we're going to be a household name, right? And so, hey, have you heard of Legal Shield before? We're the largest identity theft and legal services provider in the country, and we're actually going through the largest expansion that our company has seen over the last 45 years, which is why I was asking if you were keeping your career options open, right? And so I still haven't said, oh, well, we have this app and we deal with attorneys, right? I just say identity theft and legal services, right? And I'm a national recruiter, right? We are all national recruiters at Legal Shield, right? Can we recruit?
Yeah.
Can we recruit nationwide?
Yeah.
There you are, national recruiter, right? So here's my secret. Here's my secret sauce, okay? And I'm going to share this with all of you. And I like to call it secret sauce. Me and the Mansons always go back and forth with it. We like to call secret sauces, right? He's like, what is it that you're doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay, so here's what I do next. Because here it said, what do you do? I explain what I did. And I say, hey, listen, John, look, I'm not the decision maker, but let's do this. So when I call John and I ask him, hey, is that still the case? He says, what do you do? And I told him I'm a national recruiter, and that's why I was asking if he was keeping his options open. Now he's thinking, wow, that's pretty neat. But listen, John, listen, I'm not the decision maker. Now, who's the decision maker in Legal Shield? The prospect is a decision maker, right? You see, here's what I learned about people. Listen, here's what I learned about people. It's not what you say, it's what they hear. Does that make sense? That's called marketing, right? It's called marketing. And so I say, hey, listen, John, look, I'm not the decision maker, but let's do this. Who's controlling the conversation still?
You are.
I am, right? And so I say, listen, let's do this. I'm not the decision maker, but let's do this. If I send you a quick video, can you take care of that? Can you watch that today, right? What do you think John's thinking? John's thinking, man, there's somebody else he's going to introduce me to, right? But listen, they're the decision maker. Says, hey, if I send you a video, can you watch that today? John's going to say what? Absolutely. Yeah, okay, I can watch it today. Okay, great. Watch it. I'm going to call you back, and we'll chat some more. See, because from there, what happens is when I call them, that's when we continue with the system. Three-way call into an upline sponsor that shares their story. That upline sponsor invites him to the event. At the event, we sit down and we say, hey, John, so what'd you think, right? And who's the decision maker?
They are.
Right? But unfortunately, some people, and I don't know if it's a California thing, right? Probably not. We run into this all over the place. But some people tend to try to take advantage of your time. right? Well, now when you control the time, you can control, you can direct your prospect on where they go. And that's how you recruit with posture. Does that make sense? If it wasn't for me walking into a mall and doing that exact same thing with a gentleman 3 years ago named Umar that sold me a suit, and when I prospected him, I showed him exactly what we did. That same day, actually about 2 days later, he introduced me to a gentleman with a huge network by the name of Justin Timbershake, that already in 8 months was protecting about 75 people in his network, right? Because of that posture that I had when I recruited him. If it wasn't for the posture, I wouldn't have even been able to recruit Mr. Timbershake, because his crew, right, his network is at a higher caliber than what I typically hold myself. And so I'm going to finish with this slide. You know, success is a numbers game. Always remember that. And always remember to play to win. Don't play to keep from losing, okay? What happens in a lot of times, a lot of locker rooms, right? A lot of locker room conversation that happens is, you know, most games are won in the second half, right? Sometimes, and it's perfect for right now, because what's today's date? The 14th, right? We still have the second half of the month, right? Now, some people already met their goals for July. They already met their goals. They're going to go home, oh, I already met my goals, right? Well, guess what? You got to have a different conversation with yourself. You got to say, hey, listen, we got to play to win, right? What happens in a lot of football games, right, the losing team that's losing in the first half, when they go into that locker room, the conversation they are having from their coach is, hey, listen, we got to go out and win, right? The winning team usually goes in the locker room, and that coach is saying, hey, guys, let's just make sure we keep them from scoring, right? So let's go back, and let's play to win. Don't play to keep from losing, and let's go out there and have posture when we're recruiting. Thank you very much. My name is Danny Powell.